And the upside-down airplane that you'll see in the slideshow was Herb Haley, who was a pilot from Chitna, who was about 82 years old. And he had flown with his plane all over Alaska. And he thought, well, okay, he had a Super Cub and he had it outfitted with skis. And he would take over flying from Terry Moore. And he made about 30 flights during the summer and brought everybody up and would take the people back down again, so no one ever had to climb or descend the mountain on foot. But on his last flight in to pick up Hugo Newberg and myself, the plane came in and it went up on its nose and just went over and didn't flop down, so it ruined the tail. And the propeller just happened to be in the right position, not this way but that way, when it rolled over on the propeller. So there was no damage to the plane except the gas ran out and the acid ran out of the battery. But after digging a big hole where the skis were, we put a rope on it and pulled it back over. And as the plane came back and the skis came to the ground, we kept shoveling snow in, and eventually we got a ramp so that we put car gas in the plane and took a battery and put in, and the propeller wasn't bent, and he flew away. He flew down and got some aviation gas and came back up. And he was 80 years old, and he shoveled for about 4 hours with Hugo and I, who had been acclimatized to the altitude for the whole time and found it very difficult to do. So he was later killed in an airplane crash just flying down around Chitna. But in the early days of the Institute, that was one of the neatest things. If there are a lot of people here who are interested in mountaineering, and if you could think of an excuse to, or think of some science to make the mountaineering happen, that frequently took place. But, over 50 years of having been here and done all sorts of interesting things, I certainly want to not get too emotional, but thank everybody.